This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the second hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it's a bioenergetic synchronization technique, a best Sunday today, and best practitioner Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. And there is another way for you to be watching what's going on right now, because, of course, you can find Animal World on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. But you can also find Dr. Nels on Facebook, and he happens to be streaming live from the studio here now on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, you can search at Dr. Nels 79. That'll get you to his page.
Healing Ministry for Animals page.
Healing Ministry for Animals. You can will also get you there. And you can see the live...
The live feed is happening right now. You click on the video button. It probably says live at the bottom of it. You just click on the video button just like you're playing an ordinary video on Facebook, And then you're watching the show.
And you'll
live.
Be watching Dr. Nell's working, and he's going to get back to work right here in just a moment. I realized I forgot to tell you about my follow-up in the last hour, and that's if any of you are following or not following my new favorite animal TV show. It is a new show on Animal Planet. The new shows, they air at 10 p.m. on Saturday evenings in my neck of the woods, and it's called Project Grizzly. And a really phenomenal show. This bear guy who rescued these two grizzly cubs, brother cubs, he's raised them since they were 6 weeks old. They're now 4 years old. And he is attempting to do something that's never been done that could change the world of wildlife rehabilitation, because so many believe this can't be done. And these two bears, their names are Bob and Screech. And he is in the process of attempting to rewild them and teach them how to be wild grizzlies. And his intent is to then release them back to the wild in it sounds like in Canada somewhere or Alaska. They're looking for a place right now. The show last night was really, really good. And I've learned so much about bears and their behavior, and this guy's really fascinating to watch in his relationship with these bears. But it actually really looks like it's definitely going to happen, and it looks like I believe it's next week they're going to be releasing these bears. At least that was the indication, you know, in the promos. Are you nodding your head, Dr. Nelson? Well, have you watched it?
I have not watched it. I'm just hoping they don't release them out near me. There's been some talk of people wanting to actually release grizzlies in the in fairly close proximity to the Darrington area. And a lot of people who, you know, love to go outdoors and, you know, we're all outdoorsy out there. So we're a little concerned that they might be putting them a little too close. And historically, they've never actually been right there. They've been on the east side of Glacier Peak, but not... And maybe around the base of Glacier Peak, but they haven't been straying into the Darrington area historically. There's no hides on the walls of the old-timers in Darrington. They never saw a grizzly in the area, so you would think if there were some, there'd be plenty of stories.
Yeah. Well, and in fairness to the Project Grizzly, they are looking for... He wants to release them like in a national park.
Yes.
Somewhere like in Canada or Alaska. Last night it was indicating that there may be too many grizzlies in Alaska that he thinks it wouldn't be safe for his boys. So it sounded like they're more inclined to Canada somewhere, but looking for a national park sort of thing. But he didn't say anything about Darrington, Dr. Nelson.
Yes,
so I think
he'd
be, but Bob and Screech, they're so cute.
Right.
And I mean, it's really funny to see how the different personalities and how they take to things, and the bear that was dominant in the home environment where they lived, where he raised them, is not dominant now in the wild, the 10-acre compound that they're in right now in the wild, and what they're being afraid of new things, and of course now he's going through a process of teaching them to be afraid of humans and all this sort of stuff, and he had to teach them how to hunt and all that sort of thing. And anyway, it's been fascinating, so I hope you'll tune it in. It's called Project Grizzly, and the new shows air at 10 p.m. on Animal Planet, at least here on the West Coast. And I'm sure you can catch up on the shows, but it's really, really good. All right, well, I'm clearing my throat and so forth. Let's get to the phones here.
All right.
And we do have open lines if you are interested in getting a free remote session with Dr. Nails for you or your animal friends and whatever. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And we are heading to Kirkland. And Phyllis, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nails Rasmussen.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis.
To both of you.
Great.
Good morning. I am calling because I came in late on your show. You're giving away Missing Link?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I would love to have some.
Okay.
I don't have any pets right now. I wish I did.
Oh.
But I have a friend whose cat is ill from maybe from fleas or something like that. And this is why I called in originally. I was told that I can communicate with animals, although I have never known myself to do that. And I would love to be able to do that. And I was wondering if Dr. Nels, if you could, or either one of you, could could help me with wounds with my little Phyllis that are blocking me from realizing my abilities.
So you've got some emotional clutter. Now, that's something we don't often deal with.
Right.
Now,
right.
Let me just, did you let them know? Okay, so Phyllis, when we end this, no, they have the information that they need, Phyllis.
They have my phone number.
No. They've already given away? Missing Link has already been picked up today. They just haven't let me know yet, but apparently we've already had a winner of Missing Link. But we give it away every week on the show, Phyllis.
I'll be back.
So yeah, because you can call in, and Jude and Nell, Paul could do a clearing for you next week as well. And call in early and tell Kathy or Trina or Prescott, who's ever here, that you want the Missing Link. Because we give it away every week.
All right.
All righty. Yes. Okay, so Dr. Nails, you're gonna.
I'm tuning in to Phyllis. All right.
All right. And so she's talking about when she said little Phyllis. I assume you're talking about your inner child.
Yes.
Your
so,
energy being.
Emotional stuff that probably happened earlier in your life.
Right.
When you were younger, that you think is still affecting you now. Is that that's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I do, because. Nothing that I do is what I would think of as forced. In other words, I'm not going to stroll right into your childhood memories and figure it all out for you. But what I do is I find, okay, where is there some kind of energy blockage, upset, emotional thing that's going on that is keeping you from functioning in accordance with your original design? And if that includes animal communication, then this will help that. So what I found first is that in doing my yes and no questioning, which I move my hands, and it looks kind of goofy when I'm here on the Facebook live show, so I'm showing my peeps there. But what I found is that you need to close your left eye so I can do a test. So close only your left eye.
All right.
Well, that
and that. So that test failed. That means that the muscle test failed. And you keep your left eye closed because I'm going to find out what's behind that.
Okay.
And the feeling of pride is there. And now what we're going to do is replace the feeling of pride with a positive, and I'll find what that is. And it's the feeling of reliable. So what I want you to do is just focus on the feeling of reliable and keep your left eye closed. And what you're going to do is you're going to be looking down to your left, keeping your left eye closed.
Okay.
And you're going to take a slow, deep breath in and hold it for a few seconds. And then slowly breathe out and hold it out for a few seconds. So go ahead and start that controlled breathing going on. And then while you're doing that controlled breathing and your left eye is closed and you're looking down to the left, you're going to be thinking reliable and the number 6.
Okay, so keep your left eye closed. Look down to the left. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word reliable, and the number 6.
And so what I'm doing is feeling for pulses in my fingertips that are contacting your imaginary head right now, and I'm getting those pulses, so I'm going to have you go ahead and open your left eye again, Phyllis.
Okay.
And then just for a double check, I'll have you close your left eye again. So go ahead and do that.
All right.
Okay, and now my muscle
strong. Now.
Yeah, the muscle test is holding there. So go ahead and have both eyes open.
Okay,
now I'm finding something in the past. It's not ancestral, so it is in childhood.
So there is something there.
It's age 12.
Oh.
It's in September 17th. So September 17th, when you were 12, something happened on that day. And I'm going to test
that.
That
sounds like grade school.
And you know,
yeah, sixth grade maybe.
So I tested that, and the test failed. So that means that there's something we need to find there. And there's that feeling of pride again. So this is part of a repeating pattern, and we'll find out what we replace it with. Yep, it's reliable again. So focus on that feeling of reliable. Okay, so with both eyes closed this time, You're going to look down and to the right and do slow, controlled breathing.
Okay.
And you're going to be thinking reliable and the number six.
Okay, so both eyes closed. Look down to the right, doing slow, controlled breathing, thinking reliable, and the number six.
And I'm starting to get the pulses. They're coming in here almost synchronized. So what I'm doing for people who are watching this on Facebook or listening on the radio is I wait for pulses to synchronize in both fingers and get strong. And that's a sign that we've got the connections made that need to happen, indicating that you could say the emotional baggage has been released. That'd be one way to look at it. All right, you can go ahead and open your eyes and breathe normally again, Phyllis.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you think again. We're going to retest that date, which was September 17th when you were 12. And that tests fine now.
Excellent.
And now I'm going to have you close your left eye again.
Okay.
And again, that's reactive.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right. And then a feeling that comes up this time is upset. So we're going to find what the positive is to replace that. And it's trust. So focus on the feeling of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with just your left eye closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right. And you'll be doing that controlled breathing and focusing on the feeling of trust and the number six.
Okay, so left eye closed, looking down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number six.
And the pulses are coming in again here.
And for those of you watching the live stream on Facebook with Dr. Nels, you can actually see Dr. Nels doing this now. So you can see how he actually is placing his hands
right
on, you know, Phyllis's imaginary head.
Right. Okay, Phyllis, you can open your eyes again. And then
you can watch those muscle tests, too. You can see that.
Right. And so what I'm going to have you do is close your left eye again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, now you can see you streamers and see that it held strong that
right.
time.
Right. Now it tested strong. Okay, so now, is there a particular thing that you want to think about? Like, do you want to think about communication with animals? Or is there some, maybe it's even better to just have you think about something that's on your mind all the time, because that's often what's behind things. And you don't have to tell me what that is.
Oh, I'm happy to tell you what it is. It's financial security and lack thereof.
Okay, so in other words,
money.
Think about money, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And when I
See, can you see how that breaks? See
that
how
breaks.
That breaks, people?
Yeah.
If you're watching?
If you're watching on the Facebook, you can see how that breaks. So now what we're going to do is find what we need to do with that. All right, and that also goes to the feeling of upset, which plenty of people are upset about money. So let's find out what our positive is for this. And we're going back to the feeling of reliable. So focus on the feeling of reliable.
Okay.
Okay, and with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right.
Okay.
And you'll be thinking reliable and the number six.
Okay.
So go ahead and do that, and you'll be doing that slow, controlled breathing. And while she's doing that, what I'm doing for my Facebook people is I'm actually touching spots above her eyebrows, and I'm waiting for the pulses to happen. They're really interesting right this time. The right one is really going, and the left one isn't doing much. Okay, now there we go. It's starting to come in on both fingers. And there we are. Good, solid pulses happening now. So you can open your eyes, Phyllis.
Okay.
And I'll have you think about money again.
Okay.
All right. So that test held that time. So that's that's a sign that we've cleared up some mental interference around that. So a good way to test this additionally would be to have you think something like, I'm thankful for abundant money in my life. So why don't you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and that tests out okay. So my muscle test held when you thought that. So emotionally, there's no interference around that thought. That's a good affirmation for you to use for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And I thought while Nels was doing that, I just brought up the Facebook page just to make sure. So it is working.
It's working.
Yep.
All right,
and
good.
Folks can see what you're doing, so that's great. All right, so for now, Phyllis is clear on these things? All right, so Phyllis, you call in next week. You can tell us how you responded this week because, it can take a few days for the energy to really set.
Well, and what happens is we're actually altering the way that the brain and body are communicating, and there's a period of time, you could call it a lag time or an adaptation time, usually of about 24 hours, definitely through a sleep period that allows all of that change to take place. So, it's often best to see how you are the next day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can report back to us next week. We'll have Jude and Paul look and see if there's anything they can find to unravel for you. And I hope all goes well this week.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, and then next week when you call in early so we can give you the missing link, okay?
Oh, yes.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Phyllis.
And speaking of Missing Link, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, but I just wanted to let you know that Jeannie from Des Moines won the feline formula of Missing Link, and Dr. Nels is going to be working with her next, but we got to take care of advertisers. So, Jeannie, stay where you are. We've got open lines if you would like a free remote session with Dr. Nels, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And have a blue Christmas. Yeah, they do all the classics. Love those Jingle Cats and Dogs. If you want a copy of any of the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs CDs, you can go to www.jinglecats.com. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of the second hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. It's a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday with Dr. Nels. We're going to get right back to the phones. I just wanted to say you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and boy, there's just wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday programming going on at Ananda this month. Coming up this Saturday is the traditional day-long meditation at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. Starts at 10 a.m. Anyone's welcome. You can come for all or part of the 8 hour, goes from 10 to 6, meditation, and it really is a wonderful, wonderful experience. My favorite service during the holidays is the Christmas Eve service. That starts at 9 o'clock, and there'll be a service because Christmas Day is a Sunday this year, so there will be a service on Christmas Day, and that starts at noon. So maybe you can join us for some of that. You also heard about me, and of course, when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animals and solve problems. Like I said, I was up in Mount Vernon working yesterday, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so if you've got something going on with your dogs or cats or you know anybody with animal problems, it's always worth giving me a call because I'll talk to you for free, and if I'm not the best person to work for it with you, I probably know who is. And if I can solve the problem quickly over the phone for free, I will. And otherwise, I'll tell you how I work. And we can get something set up. So check it out. And you can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com or give me a call at 360-217-7258. Alrighty, we still have open phone lines, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. As promised, we are heading to Des Moines, and it's Jeannie's turn. Jeannie, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
So what can we do for you?
Well, I've lost a couple of kitties, and it's been tragic, and I've fallen a few times, and I've torn my shoulder, and uh-oh. I need to get myself healed to the core so that I can heal everyone around me, all my kitties.
All right. Okay.
So you want Dr. Nels to work on you to start with here?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. I'm tuning in now. Okay. So the first thing, the first thing that I pick up is an ancestral issue, something you inherited or past lives. I kind of don't really differentiate whether it's past lives inherited. To me, it's all energy that comes to you from the past.
From the past.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
From the before you were you in this lifetime.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. So let's see. Let me find out what that energy is. Okay, and it's the feeling of upset. This is a pretty common feeling that I find. So and who knows where it came from. I actually could ask a bunch of detailed questions and maybe find out, but it's kind of
you don't
like,
necessarily need to identify
it's like
it
why do
know.
We need to know that
yeah
you know so
sometimes that just starts it all over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the sometimes the less you know the better. So what I'm going to do now is find a positive to replace the feeling of upset with. But maybe I could ask you, Jeannie, is this a situation, the feeling of upset, is this, would you say it's pretty common for you to have some kind of feeling upset every week?
About something.
Okay, all right. So the reason I ask, I mean, it seems almost like a silly question. Of course people get upset, but...
Right.
But on the other side of that coin is we can actually learn to choose what feelings we have in the moment most of the time.
Yeah.
Now, in a survival situation, you have what feelings you have because it's a survival situation. But what people do is we adopt what you might call knee-jerk responses. Things that we will do at the drop of a hat or the drop of a pin, and we will just simply go into that state. And so that's why I bring up this feeling thing, because we express patterns of response, and some of them are not for our best interest. They're just patterns that we're in. So what I'm going to do is we're going to break up this inherited pattern that came to you and may be repeating in your life now. And that'll start the ball rolling in the right direction for you. So let's see what we do to replace upset. And the feeling of trust comes up. Now, anybody who's listened to me over the years that I've been on this show will notice that the feeling of trust comes up a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And the reason it does is because a lot of times the reason we, for example, get upset or have other negative feelings is because we don't trust that there is maybe a plan, a higher power, a God, whatever, however you want to look at that, that there is something bigger than us that is really got things working in our favor if we allow it. And so so trust is really about just trusting that everything's going the way it's supposed to and that your higher self or God or somebody has your back. So, all right. So anyway, what I want you to do is focus now on the feeling of trust. Okay, and with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right, and you're going to be doing slow, controlled breathing. So it's a slow, deep breath. You pause a few seconds at the end of the breath, then you slowly breathe out, and then you pause again at the end of the breath. And you just keep doing that breathing pattern. And you're looking down to the right, and you're going to be thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so close your eyes. Look down to the right, doing slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number six.
And what I'm doing is holding contacts on the back of your head and the left side of your head. And these points are related to areas of the brain that essentially they're stuck in a certain pattern of response. And we're helping your mind-body to realize it doesn't need to do this knee-jerk response over and over again. And now I'm starting to get the pulses indicating that this is working.
Excellent.
And they're slowing down, and they're synchronized. Okay, so you can open your eyes and breathe normally. And then I'm going to check again here and see... All right, the ancestral thing seems to be taken care of, but there's still something in the past here, so we'll find out what that is. It's last year, 2015, September, in the last 5 days, 27th. So September 27th of 2015 was an event that caused a certain response. I don't know what it is, but it's in priority. I'll find out what it is right now. Okay, yep, and it goes to that feeling of upset. So it's part of that repeating pattern.
So something must have happened to trigger that.
Right, something happened on that day that triggered that response, which has been this repeating pattern over not only your life, but generations. So we'll find out if we, we're going to use trust again to replace that. Okay, and you're going to do the same thing. My contacts are going to be above your eyebrows this time, but what you're going to do is eyes closed, looking down to the right, doing slow, controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
So close those eyes, look down to the right, doing slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust, and the number six.
And I had some really rapid pulses in the beginning. They're slowing down and getting more and more even, and a good, deep, strong pulse. And they're synchronizing in both fingertips. So the mind-body change has happened. Essentially what's happening is your mind-body is realizing it does not need to keep responding in this same way. So we're derailing the pattern. We're just causing that pattern to be disrupted. And you can breathe normally now and eyes open. And that's an indication that when we change that pattern, that you can choose in the future to not express that same pattern. You can have a pattern of trust, so that when something happens that you might feel that tendency to go immediately towards upset, instead what you do is you think, oh, here's where I am trying to do my routine response, and maybe that won't serve me as well as if I just look at this differently and just trust that this is a perfect thing to be happening to me at the moment, and then try to learn from that experience. Right.
Do I use the same procedure where I close my eyes, look down to the right?
You don't have to go that detailed. No, what you do is the easy way is simply take a breath in, hold it while you think, I trust, I trust. You try to settle yourself with the holding of the breath. What that does is it disables your automatic response system to hold your breath like that. It brings you into the moment more fully. And so that's where you can then influence it by deciding, I trust.
Yeah, and I can give you a little spiritual ritual if you want to do one, Jeannie, that can help bring you into center with that trust. Excuse me. It's an affirmation process you do. And you do this 3 times a day for 7 days in a row. And the affirmation you start your morning with, and you say 3 times, everything that happens today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. You say that 3 times. Sometime during the day or whenever you think about it, you say, everything that is happening today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. Then, last thing before bed, you say 3 times, everything that happened today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. So you do this process, the affirmation, 3 times a day for 7 days in a row. And that truly shifts the energy in your life. I found this process so profoundly altering in my life that I do it every day. And it really helps me stay focused in that trust. And I have found that now when something happens, things have been much more even and balanced since I've been doing this in my life. But when something happens, I immediately go, okay, this is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. And sometimes they even say, all right, Divine Mother, I don't get it. Show me the blessing. And in a very short period of time, I see what's going on, what I'm learning or what I'm growing from, whatever. But anyway, it can shift your life completely.
Thank you. I'm writing all that down.
All right.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take care of advertisers again for the last time in this hour. Bill, we're coming to you next. Hold on to your line. And if you want to give us a call, we've got open lines, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages, including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Coming up next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, food and literary delights in cooking with the Muse authors, Chef Myra Kornfeld and poet Stephen Massamilla. And Thomas Sterner ends the show with mindful tips on living life fully engaged. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific time and Fridays at 6 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m. Listen online at 1150kknw.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
I love those low mews. Sounds like my kitties too sometimes.
Yeah.
All righty. Hey, when you heard again about our wonderful Darcy Pariso, animal communicator, Reiki master and medium, and she's got a hot deal going on. One question via email for $15. That's really inexpensive. So check her out, www.darcypariso.com, or give her a call at 425-280-5132. Also, our wonderful Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They'll be in the studio next week, but boy, they are really phenomenal. And I don't know that I would have been able to have a voice to do the show last Sunday and this Sunday. I know Nels worked on me during the week, but I was so clogged up. Jude and Paul did a remote for me on Friday. Man, it just cleared everything
all
out.
Right.
So this remote stuff is really effective. And so you can give them a call at Whispering Dragon in Seattle, 206-706-2836. And get fixed up for the holidays. Woohoo. All righty. Let's see. We are going to the phones as promised. We are heading over to Seattle. And Bill, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're
Bill.
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
So what can Dr. Nels help you with, Bill?
Just general health issues.
Okay. All right. So we're tuning in to you. That's right.
I'm sorry, what?
We're tuning in to you and not a pet, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Let me have a look here. All right, so there's something in the past here. We'll find out where that is. Okay, something just in the last year in 2015. In August 20th. August 20th last year. So there was something that threw you off or caused an upset kind of response in your body. So I'll find out what that was. And it's the feeling of indecisive. And so what that means is, doesn't, you know, indecisive doesn't sound like a big deal compared to, say, upset or guilt or hate or anger or any of those kind of things. But indecisive, it means that, you know, at that time it was overwhelming, this thing of not being able to make a decision.
Oh,
and
interesting.
When the system gets stuck on indecisive, it's every bit as captivating to the nerve system as any other strong negative feeling. It keeps it running in a loop instead of allowing your responses to flow naturally. So I'll find out. Just to ask you, you don't have to tell me any details, but does that ring any bells to you, Bill?
Not particularly.
Okay, that's all right. I'm going to find out what we do about it, so give me a moment here. And we're going to go to the feeling of trust for you as well. So focus on the feeling of trust.
It's interesting how that we seem to have a theme usually each show.
Right, yeah.
I'm really having a hard time hearing, so I'm hearing.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, so focus on the feeling of trust. And what you're going to do is close your eyes and look down and to the right. And then
okay.
I want you to do the slow breath in, then you hold that breath for several seconds, and then you slowly breathe out and hold it out for several seconds. So just keep doing that slow, controlled breathing. And while you're doing that and your eyes are closed, looking down to the right, you're also going going to be thinking the word trust and the number six.
Okay, Bill, so keep your eyes closed, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust, and the number six.
Thinking the word stress?
Trust.
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 Trust, okay.
Yeah.
T-R-U-S-T.
And then I'm working on feeling for pulses, and the pulses are coming in slowly here. It's often interesting to me how one finger will get to pulsing and the other one just sits there doing nothing for a while. But that's just a sign that the...
would indicate that there's a blockage of some kind in that area that you're working on.
Right. So keep your trust thing going on a little longer, looking down to the right.
Keep those eyes closed. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing.
All right, good. I just had one of the things that also... you can breathe normally and have your eyes open, Bill. So what happens on my end is oftentimes I get a big sudden intake of breath, which is an indication that it happened, as well as the pulses synchronized, and that's what happened here. So let's see. Here's what I'm going to do to retest on this, Bill. I want you to think August 20th, 2015...
Okay,
and I'm testing that, muscle testing it, and it doesn't fail this time, so that one's handled. So let me see what else we need to do. I'm going to have you close only your right eye. So just have your right eye closed, your left eye open.
Okay.
Okay, now that did not react to my test. So let's flip that. I'm going to have you close only your left eye and have your right eye open.
Okay.
And that reacts. Now, it's interesting to me that sometimes I get this response that I don't expect. But what I think is going on is that your polarity is flipped. And that's why I got an answer that was the opposite of what I expected. So anyway, so what you're going to do is just keep your left eye closed. And I'll find out what we do with that. And it's the feeling of pride. So that's a negative feeling. We're going to find a positive feeling to replace that with. And it's trust. So there we are. Focus on trust again, keeping your left eye closed. All right, and you'll be looking down and to the right with only your left eye closed. You'll be doing the slow, controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking trust and the number 7.
All right, so left eye closed. Look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust, and the number 7.
And now I'm getting good pulses. My contact points, just FYI, are above the eyebrows. So you can open your eyes again, Bill. Breathe normally, and then we're going to double check this thing with your left eye closed. So close it again. And I get no reaction there, so you can have both eyes open. Okay, actually what I'm getting is that I need to have you close your left eye again and find a new feeling. So close your left eye.
Okay, it's done.
All right. And this time the feeling of upset comes in, so focus on the feeling of upset.
So that's been a common one today, too.
Yeah, and we're going to go back to the feeling of trust. This is good, because if we keep using that same feeling, it's a wonderful thing that you can use after we're off the show here for yourself. So focus on trust. All right, and with your left eye closed, you're going to look down and to the right, and you're going to be thinking trust and the number 6 this time, and you'll be doing that slow, controlled breathing.
So left eye closed, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust. Are we number 7?
6.
Number 6.
Number 6.
Trust and the number 6.
And we're already getting good pulses coming in here, so that's working. All right, so you can have both eyes open again. All right, there's nothing there. So here's what I'm going to have you do, Bill. You don't have to tell me what specifically you're thinking about, but I want you to think about a symptomatic problem that you have, some kind of symptom that, you know, why you wanted to call in today, and let me know when you've got that in mind.
Okay, it's in mind.
All right. Yep.
Oops.
And my muscle test failed, so that means it's reactive and we can work with it. So let me find what I need to do. All right, and that takes us back to the feeling of pride. So we'll look for our positive here. And, yep, we're going back to trust again. All right, and again with both eyes closed this time, you'll be looking down to the right, do the slow, controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking trust and the number 6. All right, and I'm feeling for those pulses again while we're doing this.
He's got what, right eye closed, did you say?
No, both eyes closed.
Both eyes closed, looking down to the right.
Yes.
Slow, controlled breathing, trust, and the number
6.
6.
Yeah. All right. And I'm now getting good, strong pulses. So you can have your eyes open again and breathe normally. And let's see what we've got here. I'm going to have you think about that symptom that you were thinking of. Okay. And I'm not getting any reaction. All right. So your homework is around the feeling of trust. And were you listening earlier when Martha was talking about the affirmation about trust?
I heard a little bit of it.
Okay. It's
it's an affirmation you do 3 times a day for 7 days in a row. And in the morning, you say, everything that happens today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. During the day, you say, whenever you think about it, everything that is happening today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. And then last thing before bed, you say, everything that happened today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. You do that 3 times a day for 7 days in a row, and it really does shift.
Right.
Like I said, it was so powerful for me, I do it every day.
Yeah. And what that's about was, while it's not the word trust, it's the expression of trust. To make that statement. And you can also just very, very easily and quickly at any time of the day just touch yourself over the center of your chest, your heart feeling center, and just close your eyes briefly and think, I trust. And that helps to sort of bring that feeling quickly to you again, because that feeling is very powerful for you to release negative feelings that are interfering with your current level of health and well-being.
All right, so Bill, pay attention this week to what's changed or what's different, okay?
Okay.
Focus on trust. Thanks for calling Animal World.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Right,
bye, Bill.
All right, we are up against the end of the hour, so Diane, hold on to your phone line. We'll come to you first up next hour. That's good, because there's a couple of things you want to deal with. We'll have plenty of time then to cover all the bases for you. And phone lines are open, folks, if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And you get to listen to some more Jingle Cats holiday music. And we've got another full hour to go. We're here until noon. And we'd love to hear from you. So give us a call, and Dr. Nels would be happy to work on you or your animal friends. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.